Welcome, everyone, to our Sunday blessing service, The Blessings of Christ. This is Glenda, and I'm so glad to be with you. We're not going to have Nancy with us today because she is the proud possessor of many medals of honor in the family category, from children to grandchildren, and many more to come. So this is her family day, and we honor her and remember her. And, in fact, this whole call is dedicated to the mothers of our life. Not all of us are mothers. Well, about approximately 50% of you would be the father of children instead of a mother. But of those who are female, we haven't all had the privilege of birthing children. But one thing we all have in common is we have a mother. Except for our mother, we wouldn't be here. And our mother is the one person in the history of our life that knew us when we were flawless from anything but love, when we were in the womb, when we were setting ourselves up to actually have a life and to get started. And, of course, she was the one to be there and hold us when we arrived. So we give our great blessings to our mothers. And to those of you who are mothers, thank you for championing the next generation of humanity and challenging and blessing and loving them to be the best they can be for the sake of our future. So it's your day, and we honor you. I would really like to start with some calls from the community, because it's always so heartwarming to hear where you are, the gratitude you feel, and the needs you have. So let's just start with who comes up next. This sim likes to do its own choosing. So, Stephen, you are here. And welcome.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Glenda and the community. I'm so grateful to be here on Mother's Day. And I'm just requesting a blessing for my dear friends. Well, Vanessa, who's passed on, today is her funeral. And my dear friend Shane, and it's a very sad time, especially for my friend Shane, because the circumstances around which Vanessa's death occurred were sort of crazy. And just a little bit of backstory, so you understand the nature of the blessing I'm requesting is really a blessing of deep healing for all of Vanessa's family. And for Shane, because Vanessa was very wealthy, and she had actually donated like $1 million to the Dana-Farber Cancer Fund at Harvard. And, you know, she had a very rare form of lung cancer. And and she was also very, very deeply involved in the natural health community. And so was Shane. And so it was extremely challenging with lung cancer over the last few years, as you can imagine, with COVID. You know, that you know, of course, they had to navigate that realm because they didn't really want to go the traditional route of the vaccines and all that. And so, you know, Vanessa really, you know, laid out her plan to achieve what she wanted to achieve medically without going that traditional route. And so Shane was really there every step of the way to make sure that her needs were met and her protocol was followed. And towards the last couple of months of her life, sadly, you know, I think maybe because of the drugs that she ended up having to be forced to get onto and things like this, she just sort of lost her mind in a lot of ways. And a huge wedge came between her and Shane by way of her family, her children, her siblings, her ex-husbands, and so on and so forth, to the point of twisting the whole narrative to basically make everyone believe that Shane was somehow trying to kill Vanessa. I know it sounds crazy because I introduced the two to each other, 10 years ago. And, you know, and they've been very, very, you know, a close partnership over the last 10 years. I mean, they've had their ups and downs, of course, like many people do. But, you know, they're very deeply committed to each other. And it's just crazy because, you know, Shane's not even allowed at the funeral today. And, of course, he's devastated beyond belief. And it's just one of these crazy situations where, you know, people believe, you know, that, you know, something is that, that something that's so deeply untrue is true. And it, it seems to be centered around money, but it's not totally clear. Anyway, I just want to put out a blessing for their entire family that they have peace and healing and see the truth around this situation, because it's really a very, very sad and ugly, you know, ending of this relationship.
I'm so sorry to hear that. And yes, we will hold Shane in our blessing, in our heart. And we've been doing that for both of them for quite some time.
Thank you.
The whole situation seemed quite ironic that she supported the cancer research and then perished because of the disease, and he supported her, and it just turned around. Well, we as human beings don't really know what's involved in many of these terribly distressing and destructive turnarounds. We just don't know what's behind it all. But we pray that it all be released, because nothing good comes from hatred. Nothing good comes from distrust and negative beliefs. It does illustrate something that I've taught in many classes, and Larry taught frequently, and that is that most of our beliefs actually are negative. It's really hard to imagine, because so often we confuse belief with faith. We think, I believe in this. I believe in this. And through many, many, many demonstrations of how it works, Larry showed in his many seminars how most beliefs are rooted in negativity. So there probably was some negativity that had been there as a seed prior to her passing, which became exploded by the grief and the loss of her life that just magnified itself into a level of contempt and hatred. This is often the case if you really trace it back, as Larry showed many, many historical situations of how what seems to be explosive in a current situation traces back to a negative belief that had been mildly or gently held for perhaps generations.
Wow, I think you're right, Glenda. I mean, I really feel the deep truth in what you just said and shared. Thank you. And then I think there were probably some deep-seated negative beliefs lurking in the minds and hearts of everybody involved in the situation for quite some time. And then, it took this sort of, you know, event to just, you know, light a match to the powder keg, so to speak.
Yeah. After we take a few calls, or maybe through the calls we take, I will expand on this topic, because it's an extremely important topic. It's so important to examine your beliefs. So often they come down to, I can't trust my own instincts. I've got to go get a professional who can think this through for me. How's that for a belief? And a lot of people have that. More than likely, her family had a belief that Shane was undermining her confidence in traditional medicine. And she was going to die because she... she decided not to go the traditional route. And then when her life became on the edge of cataclysm, they pushed her back into it, and then she died. And they needed somebody to blame.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, and that's exactly what happened.
And then they needed somebody to blame for all of that and for her death. So.
And Shane is such a martyr. I mean, Shane is such a, yeah. He's got the heart of a dove. I mean, he will just take that on. He won't even fight back. He just literally surrendered and just walked away in total grief.
Of course. Well, he and Vanessa will meet up again sometime, someplace, and they'll start over with a blank slate. And that's what we can hold for them. So in the meantime, I just hope that he can be shed of the hurt that he's feeling right now, and the invalidation and the contempt, because it's not genuine and it's not legitimate. It's a drama. We make a mistake
so many times,
my friends, of confusing dramas with reality. And the world is steeped in drama right now. Steeped in it, you know. And so we really do need to remember that with things going on around us and things that, and this is one of the things we can really hold a mirror up to media. Not to say we judge them, but let's let them look at their own face. They'll take anything and activate it into a world-class drama. Absolutely. World-class drama. So, Well, I'm really sorry to hear about this for you, Stephen, and for your friends, and we just pray for peace and love restored. Okay?
Thank you, Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to take on our next community member. Hello, hello. And this time it's going to be Rhonda.
Hi there, Glenda. Good to talk with you.
Same here.
I'd like to ask for a blessing for my daughter, Katie Hedit McMahon, just about clarity and also Daniel Edding, E-D-D-I-N-G. And for Daniel, I'm asking for blessings related to spiritual and emotional, deep spiritual and emotional healing. I'll just leave it at that. So, and I did email you some questions and, you know, the just do it that we talked about last Sunday.
Yes, I got that. I got that, and I'm thinking about something to do. But I didn't think Mother's Day was a good time. This is a good time for the community. So
I agree. So, but just wanted to let you know that I did finally get those sent off to you today. I didn't know that you'd even have a chance to see them. So, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and we will remember your dear ones in our blessing. And I have a few kind of mini messages today, which I'll work in as we go along. But I wanted to give everybody a chance to express their love and their experiences in life for today. All right, sure. we have other callers on the line, so let's see who pops up next. It's Francesca. Hello.
Thank you for taking my call, Glenda. I so appreciate being here. I missed last week, and I had to go to a family obligation, and I was so sad to have missed it. So I just want to say how grateful I am for these calls and the wisdom, and the inspiration that I feel, from being here. And I also just want to ask for a blessing for myself, for from my work situation. Once again, Yeshua knows all about it, that I'm, you know, trying to bring a higher perspective to.
Did something happen?
I'm sorry.
Hi, I lost you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So I had asked for a blessing for myself and my work situation.
Yes. Okay.
I've
got it down. All right. Anything else? Anything more to say?
Well, I'm not sure if what I said before came through, but I'm super grateful for these calls and the wisdom and the inspiration. So thank you so very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm going to say more today about how they work, how these calls work, okay? And so just hang on. We're going to have a wonderful time together. Lots of good inspiration and good thoughts. So let's have our next caller, who is Mara. Hello, dear.
Hi, Glenda. It's nice to hear your voice again.
Yes, and you sound wonderful today.
Oh, I'm improving. My health is improving. Anyway, I want to let everybody know of my gratitude for prayers, because just this week, it appears as though the implant, partial implant that I had in my eye is starting to work, and I can see better out of it now, and it is it's a real good sign, because it means it's now starting to heal, get into the healing part, and I'm very grateful for that. And also have two more great grandchildren due any day. Well, one any day, and the other one in a month or two. So then I'll be the grandmother, the great grandmother of 12. And
oh my Lord!
Yes, I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, you got a medal for that. Awesome.
And
thank you,
and then I want to ask for prayers for all of my family and my dear friends, my dear family and friends, that we all stay out of fear and know that all of the challenges that we are being faced with right now, that it's part of, like you said earlier, you and Steve, the drama, and that we will work through this with God's grace, and so that each one of us in our, some of us in a very small way, so many people are saying, what can I do? What can I do? And I guess the answer to that is be you. Be your love.
Well,
be the love that you are.
That's right. That's the primary answer. And you just helped to introduce a little miniature subject I wanted to present today. So,
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for everything. And you'll be hearing from me. I'm also learning to use a new phone. And
great.
Yeah.
You
so
know,
I'm hoping
to keep up the learning. It keeps your mind sharp. It's a good thing to do. It really does.
Well,
okay,
thank
dear.
You.
Well,
thank you very
you're
much.
The Kathy grandmother today. Great grandmother.
Okay, well,
okay,
thank you so much.
Well, here, let me just, while you've got me on this little high peak of inspiration, I'm going to continue with what I thought about. So often people want to know, well, how does the blessing work? And, of course, most of the time I give the simple, straightforward answer of just open yourself and receive. This is coming from very high ground. It could be coming from your Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, Yeshua, and the angels could be bringing into you blessings that have already been given, but you didn't receive. So it could be coming from a lot of sources, but all of them are on high ground, okay? And you are primed by the blessing and inspired by our sharing and whatever messages I offer to open yourself for the receiving. And that part is faith. So by your faith, you are healed. That's really pretty much the meaning of what Yeshua was saying. As he said many times before to the apostles, the blessings are all around you. Open up and receive. What does it take to open up and receive? Faith. Okay. And that kind of correlates with another miniature message I might get around to today, but I'll probably save for another time, and that is the difference between faith and belief, because faith is always positive, always. But we confuse it with belief, and beliefs are not always to your benefit. They really are not. We hold to negative thoughts because we think out of fear we might need to defend ourselves sometime in the future. And out of a really unhappy experience, we learn something we better hold on to. And make sure we hold on to that just in case it happens again. Well, that's the seed of a negative belief, okay? I won't carry that any further because it's something far more important I want to talk about today. And that is the energy of healing. In order to open up the subject, I'm going to tell you a little anecdotal story from my life, and it is directly involved with Yeshua and the work that I have done with him and my need for a healing and how it happened. This was back in the days, long before I wrote Love Without End. Of course, I had already had the conversation with him, but I didn't dare tell anybody. But anyway, the pain was still in my custody. I don't refer to ownership because nobody owns that painting except for him. But custody will pass on through the years. At that time, it was in my custody. And I felt that it was my joy and duty to take it out and share it with as many people as I could. My husband and I had, it was really big. And it wouldn't fit in a car or even an ordinary SUV. Fully framed and finished out, it was 60 inches by 60 inches. That's a big work of art. So we had a carrier, kind of a water protective, resistive, protective carrier that we put on top of the car. And we were driving from Fort Worth to Colorado Springs. I was going to be doing a presentation at the Unity Church in Colorado Springs. Well, this had been planned for maybe a couple of months. And shortly before I left for the trip, I came down with a terrible cold that progressed into the flu. And I was so congested, I could barely breathe, had a sore throat, watery eyes, coughing, and I was saying, how in the world am I going to make a presentation? Not to mention the fact I should not be among people right now. Of course, that was long before COVID, and flus are dangerous, but not that dangerous if you just don't hug people. Okay, so I called the minister, who was a dear friend of mine, and she said, Glenda, come on anyway. Everybody's looking forward to this. And if you can't be there, I'll tell the story, and we'll put the painting on display at the front of the church on the stage. So everybody gets to enjoy it. I'll tell the story, and your husband can be here and he can fill in parts of the story I don't get, and you can just stay in bed in the hotel. And I said, well, okay, that works for me. So we were driving up, and of course I had about 10 boxes of Kleenex trying to keep myself breathing as we made the trip up. And it's really a very boring trip most of the way from Fort Worth, Texas into through eastern Colorado. But by the time you get to the foothills outside of Colorado Springs, it's very pretty. And you start seeing Pike's Peak in the distance. Well, I had this instant recovery of a childhood experience going up on Pike's Peak. My family had a little cabin in the mountains that they owned, and my dad would go up every summer for a fishing trip. And it was one of the joys of my year to go to Colorado and be in the mountains. I just felt like I was on high ground. The mountains did for me what nothing else did for me. And there were a few times we would take the car all the way up to the peak, to the top of Pike's Peak. And I turned over to my husband and I said, honey, can we just drive up to Pike's Peak? I just want to see it again. And he said, you mean even before we unload the painting? And I said, no, if I go to the hotel, I'll get in bed. And I want him to go with me. I want to go right up to the peak, right up to the top of the peak. So we started driving up, and because of the altitude changes, you know, it's a very high peak. And we would stop at the different park sites along the way, and I would get out and walk around. And, you know, I started feeling better. And I thought, oh, this is really lovely. And the view was amazing. Well, we got up to the top of the peak, and I wasn't there more than maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, because experiences like that are timeless. You know how they are. And I was completely healed. The flu was gone. The fever was gone. The congestion was gone. The coughing was gone. It was all over. And I knew it was over. I could feel. It was just gone. I said, oh, my gosh, this is a miracle. It's a miracle. Now, I'm sure that Yeshua had something to do with that. But he was with me on the whole trip. And whatever he did, he didn't choose to activate till I was up there on the top of Pike's Peak. So that brings me to the point I really want to make today. And that is, raise your vibration in life. You see, the vibration of energy is not only so high frequency at that altitude, it's also so combed out into harmony, because almost nobody lives at that altitude. There was no conflicting human energy available. There was almost no additional animal or plant kingdom energy available. Little scrubby evergreens here and there, little scrubby sagebrush here and there, and maybe a little chipmunk or ground squirrel. I'm not sure what you call them up there. But you'd see an occasional other piece of life, but any life up there was totally attuned and in harmony with the mountaintop. The mountaintop is really all there was. And in that energy, I healed almost instantly. Now, I know partly it was my faith, but I didn't go up there with the thought of being healed. That wasn't where my faith was. My faith was in the remembrance of how wonderful I felt when my family and I would go up there, and I was just a little child. I felt my childhood energy. I felt my summer family energy. I felt the breathtaking view that inspired me to reach outside the little small environment I left behind back home. The energy of that place took me to a place where my body could heal itself. Ultimately, my friends, I want to tell you, I want to give you back the credit. I want to give you back the honor. Your body is such an exquisite instrument created by our heavenly creator that it can heal anything. This is what accounts for spontaneous remission, spontaneous healing, spontaneous achievement. It happens instantly when all of the conflicting energy is removed. And referring back to this very tragic situation that Stephen presented about Shane and Vanessa and the family, I'm sure, based on what happened, how it concluded, all the days that Shane was presenting her with higher vibration healing technologies and affirmations and opportunities, there was this conflicting energy surrounding her. And in that state of conflict, she could never get the vibration it took for her body to heal itself. Now, what we do is we provide for you a cocoon of very high energy where your body can find its own inner bliss and attunement to move your life forward, move your life into a better place, whether it's working, relationships, physical healing, inspiration, opportunities, whatever it may be for you. You need that higher vibration because down here today, especially here, we're at a very, very low vibration that is coming from the adaptation to conflict. Okay? We are adapting to conflict. We have to. Adaptation is essential for survival. When there's so much conflict, you can't rise above it. So much conflict, you can't defeat it. You must adapt to it. That's the law of survival. And that's where most people are today, which is why their health is declining. Their mental state is declining. Their sense of creativity is lower than it's ever been. And I want to give you one assuring, well, it will be a challenging thought, but it will also be assuring depending on how you take it. I just want to say this. God does not live inside your box. You're going to have to get outside your box to access the blessings and the energy that God has provided for you. And you're going to need to move away from or just turn down the volume of anything and anyone that makes you feel less than you are. I would say, just as a general guideline, don't listen or read about the news except for extremely necessary little bits of information. You know, that's it. Turn off all the rest. Don't even think you can figure out the media. You can't. It's designed to be conflicting. It is agitated to be deliberately conflicting because it doesn't have to get anyone subscribed to a particular point of view. And don't worry, it's not out for you to agree with it. It's achieved its purpose if it can get you submerged under conflict. That's all. That's it. And you're going to have to find a place where you are released from this conflict. You're in a place that you feel great and wonderful in. Now, what's going to do it for you? Well, you may not have that kind of experience on top of a mountain. For you, it might be walking along a beach. It might be going into the woods. It might be playing with your grandchild. It might be taking your pets for a walk. it might be getting the freshest, most nourishing food you can find and just rejoicing that you actually went to a farmer's market and you bought things that were absolutely fresh and from the earth. And you talked to people that had no agenda, none. They were just people, fresh, sweet, ordinary people, living their life and producing something of value to you. Take a look inside yourself at what brings you into that bliss and harmony. Find it. Find it. Go there. Be there. And come here on Sundays. We have never charged for this, and we never will, because this is a gift, our gift to you, to help you find this energy. So you can't be here every day because we don't offer it every day, although I do offer blessings every day, just not on the telephone where you can find me. But they're there. Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, the Heavenly Father, offer blessings nonstop. But you have to find them. And in order to find them, you've got to get into this place where you can open, where it's, I should say, actually, it's safe to open up. It's not your fault you're not opening up. You've had to adapt to some pretty rough conditions, to some pretty unpleasant communication and circumstances. It's not your fault. But you need to understand what I'm saying so that you can create the access point that is safe for you to open up, and then open up like crazy. I mean, really, really be there with your bliss, with the opportunity, and inhale it. Now, one of the reasons I've instructed you with the four square breathing process is because it actually embraces you from all four directions. And it's a really, really healthy way to create a lovely little healthy box for you to be in. But overall, you've got to find a way to get out of your armor. The armor you wear is heavy. It weighs you down. And it keeps the creative energy of life from coming in. It's just something you need to understand about yourself and the world. And now it's your assignment to look for ways to take the armor off, where it's safe, where you're going to benefit, and where others will support you in taking off your armor. So, well, that was my mini presentation for today, because I want you to meet God. I want you to meet Yeshua. I want you to touch on with the Holy Spirit and allow it to come in and bathe you with lovely energy. Well, to end my little anecdotal story, my healing lasted overnight. I arrived at the church the next day, fully dressed in my cobalt blue dress and my white pearls with a cross on it, and I couldn't have been happier to be there. So I had a wonderful time, and after it was over, well, I went back to the mountain, and we explored the little foothills and other lovely things to do in the mountain range. So there's my little story, and yes, you can thank Yeshua for it, but don't forget, he chose the time and place. He could have done that in Fort Worth. He could have done that on the road. The painting was on top of the car. He chose when and where to do it. There were people who would just be around him and get healed because they would feel his energy, and their energy would change. But he noticed when somebody touched him. That's in the New Testament. For a woman was walking behind him, and she just had to move forward through the crowd to touch his robe. And he said, "Who touched me?" It wasn't really that he was annoyed. I don't think he would ever be annoyed, especially not with someone reaching for him. But I think he felt that maybe she wasn't in that time and space, the right time and space to receive. Because he would stand on the mountaintops. He would be in a congregation in the courtyard, in the, you know, outside the temple, and he would offer his blessings freely to everyone and create the right time and place for them to receive. So I'm just giving you that to as a little tool and a little edge upon circumstances, because this can really, really help you. Okay, now I'm back. And thank you, Maura, for inspiring it and leading me into it.
Thank you
ever so much. That was beautiful.
Well, if it helps, it's beautiful. Okay, we're going to take our next caller.
It helped a lot. It just is there. It was very inspiring, and everything you've said about, and your response to Stephen. I remember Stephen from years ago. I was always very happy to hear his voice back again.
Oh, yeah.
There was a little time in there that we didn't hear much from Stephen. But
yeah,
it's nice,
well,
nice to hear his voice, but that was a very sad story. But like you say, it's a story.
It illustrates the point. It illustrates the point.
Yep.
It illustrates several points, actually. It illustrates the difference between belief and faith. It illustrates the undermining capacity for conflicting energy.
Right.
And there's a lot of that going on in the world today. So just be mindful of it, everybody. All right, my dear Maura.
May I say one more thing?
Sure.
Glenda? Mm-hmm. I just want to add one thing that occurred to me while you were talking about us people who've had the privilege of birthing children. And that is, I really believe that you have birthed the souls of countless, we lose count of the numbers of people that you have mothered into finding who they are.
Oh,
and
that's so sweet, Maura. Thank you. That is just a really precious comment. I appreciate that so much. And
thank you.
I do stay with it like I was their mommy. I really do. I'm going to be here.
Okay.
Bye-bye for now. We'll see you next
Bye.
Week. Keep getting well. More and more.
Okay. Thank you.
Next caller. Hello, we've got Iman. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
We have the energy of Hawaii with us.
Yes, it is. It is. I just would like to say thank you with all my heart to you, to the blessing community, to Nancy, who mentioned the rainbow, and for my delivery last Sunday. And for me, it was awesome. It was like crossing a bridge for my inner my faith, my growth, my everything. It was like crossing a bridge. And when you mentioned being in the now moment, I was savoring every moment while I was singing. I looked at the mountains. I sang to the mountains. I sang to the people, the rain, even though it was raining. And when I finished, Glenda, the birds, even though it was raining, the birds above the trees flew above me. And I knew that I was not by myself. I knew while I was singing that there was some energy moving through me, that I had the courage and the just the state of innocence and just being in the moment and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide me through it all. I wouldn't have done it without that, actually. So I thank you. I thank you. I knew you were there. Ha! I knew the Holy Spirit were there. I did.
It
was a testament to the blessing. Thank you so much. That's what it's like to receive a blessing. I thank you.
Oh, I love these moments of gratitude and amazement.
Yes, thank you so much.
I know the birds were singing with you. You know, that's the very life energy of the birds, is song.
Yes.
So,
oh, yes.
And they were there for sure. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
and
I'm so happy for you, Iman.
Thank you. And the square breathing, huh? I did it before I was on stage. I did it I use it now all the time because it really centers me and grounds me. Like you said, it feels like there's a box of protection around me when I do it. I do it while I'm driving, even though I'm doing it physically, I'm doing it in my mind. I'm doing it in my heart. And it keeps me focused. Focused on my goal, focused on my center. Yes, it's all about that. Oh, my God, it's so powerful. I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
It really, really is, and we're going to practice it again just before we go into the meditation. But one more thing I could add, since I made comments about dropping your armor. Well, most of the armor we put around us is defensive. Okay, and that's what weighs us down. Because you can never, once you become addicted to being defensive, you can never have enough. And you keep adding bricks to the wall. And pretty soon it's just too heavy to carry. But this is a form of shelter or cocooning that is life-giving, and it has no weight at all. And just remember, your life started with your first breath. And the use of breath to create really the only protection you need, which is etheric protection, spiritual integrity type of protection, and the safe encasing of your love to be in the world but not of the world. And that's really the only defense I need. And I do it every time before I go out. I do it again when I come home. So I bring into my home only the energy that's blessed. So we're having a very happy home here. I thought I would let everybody know. And pretty soon I'll have it all arranged with everything nicely in place and take pictures that I send you. And the atrium of our house, it's like the transom. I think I mentioned this before. It's like the transom of a cathedral where there's a crossing of direction with a room facing the west, the open door facing the north. How significant is that? And then a wall of windows on the south, which signifies the openness to everything. And on the east is my studio, which is all about creativity. I don't think anyone but Yeshua could have selected this house for me. I really, really don't. I mean, I knew I was supposed to have it. And then I laughed about the street name, Glastonbury. And I thought, oh, that's funny. I know somebody that has a sense of humor. And I just took it for that. But the more I lived here, the more I realized, oh, my Lord, oh, my goodness. And the portrait of Yeshua is over my desk. So everything I do for you, for the world, for communications, for writing, it's all overlighted by his presence. So I look forward to sending you pictures when all the clutter has found its home. So, but it's shaping up very beautifully. And thank you all so much for supporting me and your patience during the time I had to slip into a cocoon to come out on the other side as a new butterfly.
Awesome.
Thank you. Well, we've got it. We've got more callers. Yeah, we've got more callers. So I'm gonna call the next one. We'll see. Oh, it's Christopher. Hello, Christopher.
Hi, Glenda. Happy Mother's Day, everybody. I just got off of a 2-hour call with my mom, and just want to celebrate how much I feel that God and Yeshua have blessed our relationship. When I was younger, I really wondered if we were ever going to be able to work out some of the conflicts that we had. And you know, since she's retired, it's been such a different world. We have so many things to share with one another. We have both have such a compassion for what's going on in the world. And my mom is just such a deeply wise person. So I just feel so grateful that we're having this opportunity now to connect connect with one another and share on that level, and I just want to thank God for that. And everything that you shared today, Glenda, was so apropos for me, to the point where just yesterday afternoon I said a clear prayer to God and Yeshua to help me deal with defensiveness. Mm-hmm. And to, because I was acknowledging some of the, with compassion for myself, for some of the reasons why I get defensive. And I was asking for help me with discernment of how to create that protection and at the same time not be defensive and aggressive mm-hmm. in that. So mm-hmm. it's really, really great that you shared a message about it today. And I wanted to say about the blessing, let's see, I started doing healing work 25 years ago. I was a Reiki master full-time for 17 years. And I studied, you know, with great masters from India, from Vietnam, from Hawaii, from indigenous tribes on the mainland here and First Nations people, and felt so blessed by that, you know, many, many years of study and practice. And I have had such a different experience in the last 2 years of coming to this blessing. My life has changed. My load has lightened. And I have this awareness of his presence and his blessing in such a way that the healing happens effortlessly. And it really is like in the Bible it says that, you know, you shouldn't go on with these long-winded prayers. And I understand why, mm-hmm. because it's so simple. When I mm-hmm. pray, instead of me, I used to feel like I was the one who had to complete the healing. And mm-hmm. and now I feel I just open up, say a blessing for that person. I not even have to be specific necessarily. And I feel him there, and I feel his presence, and I feel the assurance that he's the one that is doing it. And mm-hmm. the way that the healings occur is so almost bordering on miraculous, but I'm just in a very sort of like detached place, just watching when people come back to me and they say, wow, this is what's changed. You know, they might not even ask me for a healing. I just put them in my prayer, and I see the change take mm-hmm. place for them. Mm-hmm. And I see it happen for myself, and I'm realizing what he said about, you know, my burden, my I do not give you a heavy burden. My yoke is a light one. I can attest to that after 25 years of very difficult spiritual work and a lifetime of a lot of suffering and pain and illness, that I'm just amazed at how simple and effective it is. And I just really yeah. appreciate, I mean, in 2 years since I started coming here, I am a different person with so much more ease and comfort. And more, it amazes me. One particular thing I've noticed in the way that he works is that I will have an idea about what my condition is about. And usually it has to do with a negative belief about my condition, about myself, about the world, you know. Mm-hmm. He will easily intervene and show me the love. And yeah. says, sweetheart, take your attention off of that. Let me deal with that. You take your attention off of that and know that I love you unconditionally. And I feel that unconditional love. And then suddenly, I don't know how, then I can say it is spontaneous. It is instantaneous.
It is.
Because I'm in that love again. And it's mm-hmm. him. Mm-hmm. And I've never felt that in all the other practices that I did. So
well,
I'm just saying I'm so grateful.
Well, you are so blessed, and you are treasured by heaven. You are. You're more important than you know you are, and that goes for everyone. We're all yeah. more important than we know we are. But in a way, I think, well, thank God, because we put it on our ego. It's something we're not ready to see yet. A little bit of humility goes a long way. But everything you said, Christopher, is spot on. It is totally correct. The healing is already ready to happen. You don't need a process for it to happen. You need to be accessible for it to happen. So let me say this to everybody. Healings come from a very high level of energy. A high level of energy. Are you going to get it when you're at a low level of energy with people fighting over what you're going to do to get through this? And you being worried about, will I even survive it? And all I want to do is take drugs and sleep. You think you're going to get it? No. No. You might make some progress through the process, but you're not going to get the healing at that level. You've got to get to the level of energy where healing spontaneously occurs. Now, that does not mean that a professional medical physician cannot get you there. I have had some wonderful doctors in my life, but I chose them, and here's actually the way I chose them. I chose them by how do I feel when I'm sitting on the other side of the desk? How do I feel when I'm in the examination room? How do I feel when they make a prescription for what they think I need to do? And how, what energy, what happens inside me to my energy when I'm with them? Because let me tell you something, everybody. We actually have conversations without words. You know, we think that talking is conversation. It's actually the lowest form of conversation. Even action is a higher form of conversation. Words, sometimes I walk into a room full of people and it sounds like I just stepped into an aviary with a thousand birds all chirping at the same time. And you know what I want to do? I want to turn around and leave the room. I don't want to be there because nobody is communicating. Not a single person. If everybody is talking, nobody is communicating. And that's the truth. And one of the reasons Yeshua had to leave the crowds is he had to go back to where he was in full communication with the universe, the Heavenly Father, all of creation, and humanity at its deepest, at its truest heart, where it actually communicates. So, communication occurs energetically. And Christopher, that's what you were actually practicing in Reiki, was a high level of communication. It just wasn't the highest level. And it didn't go all the way. But that's what you were
practicing,
is that higher level of communication where you located the soul and you could, you saw what it was sending you in terms of impressions or concepts, ideas, or issues, and you communed with it in terms of Reiki protocol. But anytime there is a protocol, you're at a little bit lower level than pure energy. And that's why it didn't do for you what you've been able to experience in the blessings coming a direct blessing. So, there's a reason why we call the celebration of the Last Supper communion. Just meditate on that for a moment. There's a reason why, and I know it doesn't happen that way for everybody who goes to the altar and takes the bread, the wafer, and the wine, or the grape juice, whichever, whether you're Protestant or Catholic. I know it isn't that, doesn't happen that way for everybody. But originally, that's exactly what it was. That, he said, with this, I give you my body. With this, I give you my blood. And it meant we are in communion. We are one at a very high level of essence, energy, and being. At this moment, we are one. We are united or reunited. Take the blessing and anoint your life with it. That's why it was called communion. So communication is way skyscrapers above talking. Now, yes, I am talking to you today, but one of the things that I am guided by the Holy Spirit to do is to say things I never thought about before I said them. to respond to the presence of people who are on this call instead of people who've been previously on this call but are here today. So that's communication. It happens when I walk into a seminar and I put aside my notes because that was just writing and talking. Now I'm in communion. Much higher form of being present. And I would suggest that you practice that. And also, about defensiveness, the greatest protection you can give yourself is to live above where the war is. Live above it. And do and be with that which takes you above it and keeps you above it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't go join it unless you absolutely have to. And if you do, think about how you can infuse love with your presence there. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Christopher, you always get me going. I mean, because we think so much alike and we take so much time. And it's wonderful because you give me an opportunity to offer more insights and messages. But we do need to move on. So,
Glenda, thank you so much.
You and your
love
mom.
You.
Okay, mm-hmm. Love you too. We're going to take the next caller, and that is someone I don't have a name for from Westminster, Maryland. Hello? I can't hear you. Can you speak into the phone? All I can hear are little echoes.
Is it for me?
If you live in Westminster, Maryland, it is you.
Oh, it is me. We're outside working. Wow, I can't believe I got to be on the call with you. Oh, my God.
Well, you pushed our thing, so you wouldn't be here.
I did, but I tried before and never gotten through. So anyway, I've listened to your call started about 11 or 12 years ago, and I'm shaking inside. But anyway, I called today because my mother-in-law passed a few hours ago, and experiencing the birth of a child and being witnessing a breath, you know, first breath, the child's first breath, and then to witness somebody passing and then their last breath, and then the mothering instinct, the opportunity, how special that it is to be at, you know, the two different, like, most amazing points in somebody's life. And I was just praying that I could get online to do a special blessing for her and her family. And then the power of all you blessing givers, which are extremely nice, kind people, to make this a special day, you know, like a blessed day. The weather here in Maryland's been cold and rainy and dark for 3 days. It was windy this morning. The wind passed. The clouds soften up and the sun comes out, you know, and then you really feel like you've got blessed and you've been touched, and then the opportunity to get on this call with you is just, like I said, I'm like, I'll probably shake for the next 3 hours, but I need help with this, and I want this to be a healing experience for everybody that has been involved in this process, you know, since January, actually. So anyway, okay.
Well, give me a little more information. Hi, first of all, who are you?
I'm just Debbie Smith from New Windsor. Personally, I'm, you know, in the way of background training, I'm a massage therapist. I've been a body worker for close to 40 years, and the massage and then the Reiki. You know, I live on a farm. We grow food, we grow herbs, all that kind of stuff. My sister, Judy Brown, from Waldorf, Maryland, turned me on to you when my mother was passing, like this is 11 years ago. So we, uh-huh. you know, listened to you every single Saturday and did the blessings for, you know, many years. And then, you know, other things have occurred and happened and got off the stopping your working on a Sunday, you know, and stopping and taking time mm-hmm. to do a blessing. And then there's been a strong pull, I guess since Easter, to get on back online with you, you know. So keep working. We just pinned up some raspberry bushes from some deer, and now we're working on groundhogs getting in the garden. So that's why, you know, I was helping my husband. I said, we're going to miss her. She might call my name, and I won't hear her, you know. And so it was me. So, yeah, I don't know if that gives you enough a picture, but I'm just a person that it has kindness for everybody, and just want a kind world and a happy world and peace yeah. and loving and that kind of energy you know, everywhere you go. And there's
well,
so much anger.
Oh, I know. I just needed a little bit to know, you know, what we convey the blessing. We don't give it. The blessing comes from very high ground. We convey it.
Gotcha.
Kind of like a satellite dish. We pick it up and we send it. So I wanted to know who I'm sending it to. And it would be great. Does the baby have a name now?
Yeah, so this is his my husband's mother just passed a few hours ago. So her name is Jenny Gent. So I correlated this with Mother's Day, and you know, I've been a witness to a couple births, and that uh-huh. breath the baby takes when it's born, and then the breath that you before you leave your the process of that breath is in yoga terms it's like you let go is you know drop the breath mm-hmm. and then so it just made me feel that I really wanted to be on this call, but she's going to be 88 July 7th of this year. So she did good, but she got, you know, sick, cancer, and other things, you know, happened. And then, the choice was because of her age and circumstances, not to do any treatment. And anyway, started, in January. This is this, you know, had, like surgery and things like two, three years ago and whatever, but it's taken, you know, I don't know, it is a short time, you know, from January to today, mm-hmm. but it is amazing to leave on Mother's Day, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That is a blessing you will remember for the rest of your life. Well, it will be our joy to send blessings her way and to the babies coming into your family. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have other callers, mm-hmm. so I need to make some progress. We're already past 4:00.
Oh, I know.
It's very nice to talk to you. And I'm glad you got on the call.
Yeah, I know. My shaking has stopped, so that's good.
Good. Okay, now just relax and receive. All right?
Thank you.
And we're going to take our next caller. Okay. We have Tara Kim. Hello, dear.
Hi. Thank you so much. That message was outstanding. And I just really was curious about when was that you came to Unity Church in Colorado Springs?
One more question. Where?
What year did you come to Colorado Springs, the Unity Church?
Well, it would have probably been, I would think, 1993. Actually, it was Christmas time of 93. We went to their Christmas service.
Mm-hmm. That's so neat. Thank you so much. Yeah, we moved out here in 99, so I was just curious when that was because I was wondering if I'd missed it. So,
Well, you did miss it, but not by, but not like a next door event.
Right. Exactly. Well, thank you. That was really an awesome story. And Christopher's thing was so helpful as well. Thank you so much for the messages today. I'd like to request a blessing for my mom today on Mother's Day for love and support in her path forward, and then continued blessings for my husband and our dog and myself.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
You've got it.
Appreciate it.
With pleasure and with honor. All right.
Thank
you. Last, my dear, sweet little friend, Tina. Hello, dear.
Oh, hello. I'm so filled with joy. I came in a little late in the call, but so I can go back. Hopefully it's recorded, like probably it is. And I have so much. Hello? Do you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. Sorry. Yeah, and hello, everybody, first. I'm really excited about what I've heard about synchronicity. I can't even believe it, and very grateful. And I try to make it very short because it's so late. And I was just really thinking hardly about how to, you put it in such good words with talking about dropping your armor. And so I'm just on my way going back to Germany. I don't even remember. I think it's 10 years since I was there last. I don't know. And I really want to bring all the love that I can to everyone I've ever loved there. And there's so many. And my family. And I really want everything to be in peace. And every little wound from the past to be really forgiven. And so I was really wondering how to do that and not to, you know, I realized it's really dropping armors and really, you know, yeah. The occasion opens a heart when we grieve together, you know. And
mm-hmm.
So,
well,
yeah, I wanted
just listen to the recording of this and you'll learn a lot. We can't really get into a long answer right now, Tina,
oh, yes,
but,
yes,
you know, you and I do talk by text, so I'll help you through it.
And I'm already there. You already said it. I already got it, you know?
Great.
I just want to thank you, and I'm already being blessed. I didn't even need to come on anymore on the call. It's just already all done.
Okay. Excellent. You know, that's what I love about the way Yeshua does things. By the time I can get in place to thank him, it's already done.
It's like, so thank you.
You're welcome.
All of you, yeah.
Okay. Just be blessed. Bye-bye for now. All
Goodbye.
Right, everybody. We are going to... Okay, that's where I was going. You know, come to think of it, this might be a great way to go in the future. Okay, well, I think about that on my own time. Right now, I just want to help you get ready to receive. We've talked about receiving. We've talked about dropping the armor. And you may be saying to yourself, well, I'm just a really, really loving person. I don't go around defensively. And I'm sure you don't. By standards, what we usually call defensive behavior. But we all have our protective wall around us, our little cocoon around us, our little crystal clear veil around us inside which we live. And unbeknownst to us, it does actually keep random opportunities from finding us. Unscheduled blessings from getting in. And sometimes when we get around to dropping it, well, the blessings have passed and our chance to receive them is already gone. So I just want you to learn what it really feels like to let go. Just let go and open up. Wherever you are, I'm sure it's safe, or you wouldn't have chosen it as a place to join in the blessing call. So it's safe, you're safe, and just allow yourself to open up and to be there, present, and available to being touched by the Holy Spirit, to being loved by Christ, to being welcomed home by your Heavenly Father. And let's start by just looking at the place where we're sitting or lying down, it really helps to examine your environment. Say, okay, well, yeah, this is where I chose to be. Okay. And now shake out your arms and your neck and your legs and get situated in a, you know, which one do you want to be stretched out. You want the right leg stretched out, the left leg. It's okay. As long as you don't cross them, don't cross any body part, okay? Because energy is going to be traveling up your body and down your body, and you do not want it to cross over. Other than that, there is no protocol you have to follow. There's no better or worse position except for that. Don't cross your body parts. Okay. I would presume that includes crossing your eyes, but I think that's a different subject altogether. We could be humorous about it, but I don't think it really actually applies. Have your feet uncovered if possible. Have them on the pointing down to the ground if possible, because you're going to draw energy from the earth. And believe it or not, the earth does not judge you. It doesn't judge anyone. And in the words of Solomon, the sun shines on the king and the pauper the same. It shines on the prophet and the thief the same. It doesn't judge, and the earth does not judge. Draw energy from the earth, and you will be drawing in energy that will simply receive you as part of its creation, which you are. And on Mother's Day, that would be a great present to allow the earth to give you. It is your mother in many ways. In many, many ways, it is your mother, the mother of humanity, been with us through all the eons and the legends of human existence. We've been standing on her tummy from which we sprang. Now, have your head pointing toward heaven. We have come here from a galactic existence. We are part of the cosmos. You can say nothing less about a child who is a child of God. You are children of the earth and you are children of God. That's what it means metaphorically in the book of Genesis, that you were drawn up from the clay, from the earth. You were born of the earth, but you were infilled by the Spirit of God. You were both. And so we want your head uncovered, we want your feet uncovered, and we want you fully relaxed and open to receive. Now, getting into it, I want to take you through the four square breaths. And for those of you who have not been here before, I'll go through it real quickly. It doesn't take long. What you're going to do is inhale to the count of four. And it's your count of four, not mine, because you get to decide which count of four it is. It could be fast, it could be very, very slow. Then you're going to hold it to the count of four, your count of four. And then to the same count of four for you, you're going to exhale and notice how your breath is expressed into life by your count of four. And then you're going to pause in a state of offering, submission, sublimation, patience, and waiting, and faith to the count of four. Until again, you inhale to the count of four. You hold it to the count of four. You offer it outwardly to the count of four. And you patiently wait to the count of four before taking another breath. And that's it. It's very simple. You create an environment of breath
in which you open yourself to the blessing, knowing that you will be patient, you will receive, you will accept, and then you will give forth your blessings into life. And that's how it works. So now continue breathing the four square breaths as I offer my invocation to Yeshua. Our beloved brother, Son of God, who came here in perfect form to bring the Spirit of God onto this earth again and embody it in human form, that the Spirit of God may transform the body of humanity into that which has the potential now to become all we were created to be. We thank you that you walked among us, you healed us, you lifted us up, you gave to us your love, your strength, your spirit, your hope, your faith, and all that we shall ever receive from the Holy Spirit, from our Heavenly Father, and from life. We await our grand reunion with you as we emerge again in our time to the infinity of time and space, from which we have all come, to which we will all return. While we are here, we ask that you strengthen us, lead us, and inspire us to help those which have been brought to our life. We ask that those who receive you shall give to others and give your love and your life forth into a needy and a hungry world, that we shall all be blessed. We ask that the hungry should be fed, the poor shall be anointed with opportunity and wherewithal for a better life, the sick may be healed in body or spirit, or immortal reattainment, whichever is available to their soul. We ask that we be reunited with our brothers and sisters, or anyone that we have had a torn relationship with, that we may be one again and rejoice in our reunion. Now we ask that you offer your blessings to those who have come here to receive, that their faith is strong and their love is radiant. Their hope is amazing. They rejoice in spirit, knowing you are here with them. Allow them to receive the fullness of the blessing you bring, to be relaxed and open and be anointed by it. We rejoice in your gift. We are made whole by your love. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now that we may offer our blessings, the blessings of Christ, to our community and to the world.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now I want you to go and rest quietly for at least 7 minutes. Just be a blank slate. Don't think anything. Don't say anything. Don't let words race through your mind or questions race through your head. Just be open, be blank. Allow the blessings of God to be written on the whiteboard of your life. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being with you again next week. And bye-bye for now.